Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, and Secretary Hepler. Tony Life, Director of the Wildlife Division here. Kind of want to set the stage just briefly before I turn this over to Kevin to go over a little bit of information. As you know, right now on the agenda we have an information item. Want to try to get an update on a number of issues that you have asked for, a different pros and cons, and some of the statistics surrounding the proposal that you have on the table right now. Subsequent to that, of course, we'll have a public hearing where we'll hear another opportunity for our citizens to offer their points of view on the proposed changes. Obviously, there are some other proposals on the table, including some fisheries proposals that will be in the discussion also. But after we're done with the public hearing, I guess when it's right, Mr. Chairman, Kevin and I will return to the table to discuss the proposal in detail, discuss some of the comments that we've heard, and help you make an informed decision on the proposal that you have in front of you. But the first step on that is going to be, in that process, is going to be a presentation from Kevin here that goes over a few of those details again to make sure we set the stage properly for the discussion coming later today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Kevin Roblin here again, Special Projects Coordinator with Game Fish and Parks. So the first thing I would like to cover are just some of the current draw license statistics under our current system today. You know, what are the draw probabilities of drawing 2-buck licenses or 3-buck licenses? These are preferred buck licenses or first choice licenses under the current system. So for the next few slides, all of the numbers are going to be looking at just those four seasons of West River deer, East River deer, Black Hills deer, and muzzleloader deer. These statistics do apply. So when we talk about first choice success, that means this would be their first choice, first draw license, if they either drew it or they didn't. So a lot of these numbers here in 2017, within the four seasons I just mentioned, West River deer, East River deer, Black Hills, and muzzleloader, 16,424 deer hunters submitted 2 or more applications for those four seasons. Okay, in 2017 then, 3,318, 20% of the 16,424 applicants that applied for 2 or more seasons of those four seasons drew 2 or more first draw, first choice licenses. So about 20% drew 2 licenses. Looking then at in 2017, 256, 2% of the 3,716 applicants that applied for 3 or more first choice, first draw licenses of, again, West River deer, East River deer, Black Hills, and muzzleloader actually drew 3-plus first draw, first choice licenses. So what is that saying? That's really saying that your chances of drawing 3 out of those 4 seasons is around 2%. First choice, first draw. That doesn't mean, however, though, that somebody could draw their second choice or somebody could draw, you know, in the second draw and still get 3 out of the 4 of those licenses. This is first choice, first draw licenses. And the reason we're looking at first choice, first draw is because that would likely be their preferred license for that season. So in this case, 256, 2%, drew 3 or more of their preferred licenses. Last there, in 2017, 8,146, about 50% of the 16,424 applicants that applied for 2 or more seasons drew only 1 license, and 29% didn't draw any first choice, first draw licenses. So about half are successful if you submit 2 or more applications of the 16,424. That's our current draw odds today under our current system. We'll get more into the projected draw odds here in just a bit, but this was something that was requested to me to look up and quantify some of these draw statistics, looking at just those 4 seasons now instead of the 7 we looked at prior. So the current commission proposal, there are some differences from the system we have today to the proposal that is in front of you today. In drawings 1 and 2, and this would go for both, just as just the resident column now I'm looking at, a maximum of 1 license in East River deer, West River deer, Black Hills deer, or muzzleloader deer. Therefore, special buck draw is not in this combined drawing, refuge is not in this combined drawing, or Custer State Park is not in this combined drawing. So if an applicant were to draw one of these four seasons, they would not be eligible to apply in the second draw. Okay, the second draw is only for those folks that did not get a license in the first draw. The third draw is very unique because the third draw today is when we pool those licenses and they're made available to both residents and non-residents. The third draw under the proposal, an applicant could actually submit an application for each of the seasons they do not already have a license in. So let's say I have a West River Deer license. I then could, in the third draw, submit an application for East River Deer, Black Hills Deer, and Muzzleloader Deer separately in the third draw. So if I'm lucky, I could have four licenses after the third draw is over as a resident. In the fourth draw, then, I could submit five additional separate applications. And that is where, at the end of the fourth draw, I could end up with nine licenses after the fourth draw. And then the fifth draw is when they become first come, first served. Now, one thing that I want to really point out as well is after the third draw, whatever's left over is when those licenses are pooled to non-residents. After the third draw, yes. So one thing, though, that really has changed from the original proposal to the proposal in front of the commission today is non-residents, regardless of what draw it is, can only get one license through the fourth draw. So if they draw a license in draw one, two, and three, they're not eligible to get a pooled license in the fourth draw. So a non-resident, again, can only get one license through the fourth draw. And after that fourth draw, they become unlimited first come, first served. Okay, we're going to go over some numbers here, and these numbers, again, are all different from what you've seen in the past, because when we pulled those two other seasons out, or three other seasons per se, special buck being the third, numbers change, and we'll show you some of the new numbers here right now. So in 2017, we had 52,130 unique deer hunters apply for West River Deer, East River Deer, Black Hills Deer, or Muzzleloader Deer. So that does not include those other three seasons I just mentioned. 35,706, about 69%, 68.5%, of the 52,130 unique deer hunters applied for only one of the four seasons in 2017. Again, the vast majority, 69% of deer hunters in this state that applied for these four seasons only apply for one of those seasons. 16,424, 31.5% then, of the 52,130 unique deer hunters applied for two or more of the four seasons in 2017. This is the same number we talked about in the previous slide of the folks that submitted two or more applications. Of those four seasons, 16,424. So bear with me here. We had 12,018 hunters submit two applications. All right, so that's 24,000 applications they submitted. We had 3,716 hunters submit three applications. So that's 11,148 applications. We had 690 hunters submit four applications. That's 2,760 applications. All it is the number of applicants times four times three times two of those 16,424. At the end of the day, we had 37,944 first choice, first draw applications come from those 16,424 people. So, if those 16,424 hunters had to choose a preferred season in the first draw, it would remove an estimated 21,520 applications from the draw buckets for East River Deer, West River Deer, Black Hills Deer, and Muzzleloader Deer. Any questions on that? Lots of numbers there. Not the prettiest looking slide, but any questions? Okay, this is where the focus groups really come into play, and this is when we asked folks what their preferred deer license would be if they had to make a choice. We had them fill out a mock application. We had 230 folks attend those focus groups. And this is just to give us an idea and look at some projected draw odds and draw statistics if this change were to occur. Again, in 2017, East River Deer total applicants, 32,000. West River Deer total applicants, this includes both single and multi-season applicants, 20,422. Black Hills Deer, 13,339, and Muzzleloader Deer, 7,847. So, total applicants in 2017, 73,661. All right, but again, that's from 52,130 folks, unique deer hunters. There's your single season applicants there for each season, 35,707. And this is where the mock applications come into play. So this is If we had to break out that 16,424 deer hunters that submitted two or more applications, where would their application, what draw bucket would their application be in? And you can see there how that was broken out. East River Deer got the second most applicants. West River Deer was actually the most preferred. And then you can see Black Hills Deer was third and Muzzleloader was fourth. So there's the projected applicants. Of those 52,130 deer hunters, there's the draw buckets the mock applications told us they would fall into. What does that do at the end of the day? It removes about 4,200 applications, 4,157 from East River Deer, 5,420 from West River Deer, and so forth and so on. I mean, you can really see the numbers do grow with Black Hills Deer, 6,276, 5,677 for Muzzleloader. At the end of the day, then again, 21,530 applications would likely come out of those draw buckets. And these are projections. These are estimates. So what does that mean for draw success? Draw probabilities, draw success. There you have the four seasons once again. That's how many applications we actually were successful in 2017. This is how many licenses were allocated, first choice, first draw licenses were allocated in 2017. There's the overall draw success for 2017, 59% for East River Deer, West River Deer 56, Black Hills 30, and Muzzleloader 13. Comes out to about an average of 46% draw success for those four seasons. Now, if you look at the projected draw success, East River Deer goes from 59 to 68. It's not a huge gain, only about 9% there. West River Deer, about 20% gain potentially overall. Black Hills Deer, you're looking at almost, you're going from 30 to almost 60, but it's 57 is the projection, and Muzzleloader 13 to 46. So you can see those bottom two seasons really, really gain some draw probability success, an increase in draw probability there for Muzzleloader and Black Hills for sure. West River, a pretty good jump. East River, not so much, because East River deer hunters, that's their preferred deer season. That's where their application would still be going into. Okay, one thing I also was asked to put together are looking at some of the cons of the current commission proposal on the table. Hunters that currently apply for multiple seasons, the 16,424, will have to wait until the third draw to pick up an additional leftover license. You know, that is true. Until the third draw, they can only obtain one license with the commission proposal. But once the third draw rolls around, they can submit three separate applications for three separate deer seasons if they already obtained one deer license from the first two draws. One thing too, a landowner that is not willing to hunt their own land within their respective unit and applies for multiple seasons on a regular basis will have to make a choice to either one, use their landowner preference and likely not obtain a preferred license for a different season, i.e. they use their landowner preference, let's say in Moody County, they would not then probably be able to draw a first choice, first draw license in their West River unit if that was their choice. Apply for one of their preferred seasons, first draw, first choice, and obtain a landowner-owned land license to be restricted to their own land. So what that means is they do make West River their first choice, a landowner in this case. They always then could go back in Moody County or wherever that county may be and purchase a landowner-owned land license. Drawing too hard to draw licenses. Units that take 2+ preference points is how we're defining hard to draw in the same year will not happen under the commission proposal. It's going to be very difficult to, let's say, draw a Black Hills deer tag and a muzzleloader tag in the same year. It's very difficult today to draw both, and it's impossible to draw them consecutively today, statistically impossible. For example, a hunter will not draw a muzzleloader and Black Hills deer license in the same year. I already said that. Under the current system, it is statistically impossible to draw one hard-to-draw unit within a season consecutively year after year. And the reason that is because those hard-to-draw units, you get one, you're out 2 years, you get another one, potentially. And sometimes you're out 4, 5, or 6 years. So you have to build preference through time to draw those hard-to-draw licenses. Yes, Commissioner Olson.
Go ahead, Commissioner.
Commissioner Olson here. You know, on the very first bullet, you said that there's, you know, no way somebody could pick up a second license until the third draw. Well, you're talking about out of our four, not if they were to also apply for special buck or refuge or Custer State Park, because that would give them the opportunity to have. in the first draw.
Yes, Commissioner Olson, that is an excellent point. A hunter could obviously obtain still a refuge deer license, a Custer State Park deer license, a special buck license, and that is completely separate from this draw, this combined drawing of these four seasons. So yes, they could. They could also have archery licenses, antlerless muzzleloader licenses. They could have youth licenses. There's a whole list of licenses they could have that aren't associated to this combined drawing of these four seasons.
Yes, go ahead.
And I think that it's fair, you know, you used a Moody County landowner as an example for hunting on their own land. I think it'd be more fair, accurate to say Brookings County landowners, because everybody knows there aren't any bucks in Moody County.
Very good point. Thank you.
Record has been corrected.
Any other questions on some of these bulleted points here on the cons?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes,
just
Mr.
clarifying
Peterson.
That the muzzleloader antlerless is out of the draw?
Yes, Commissioner Peterson. So where the antlerless muzzleloader license is valid, which it's not a statewide license, there are units that antlerless licenses aren't currently valid in because we're trying to grow the herd in those units. But all the units that are open for antlerless harvest, yes, this would be completely separate. They could obtain an antlerless muzzleloader license over the counter and obtain that license every year, yes. So looking at some of the pros of the current commission proposal, one thing, you know, and the biggest thing is that draw probabilities will increase for all deer applicants that apply for an East River, West River, muzzleloader, and Black Hills deer license. I mean, it's the commission proposal will help every individual because it will increase everybody's draw probability at least a little bit. How much it will increase, some units it's going to increase them just a little bit. Some will increase the draw probability substantially. But across the board, when you take 21,000 applications out of those draw buckets, draw probabilities will only go up. Under the commission proposal, it is projected that more than 3,500 additional hunters will have the opportunity to hunt deer and take the field that would have otherwise been unsuccessful at drawing a license under the current system. You know, and if you just look at the number of folks that draw a first choice, first draw, West River deer and East River deer license, it's about 2,000. You know, technically those 2,000 licenses right then and there could potentially go to somebody that didn't draw a license that year that was looking to draw a license. And that is where that 3,500 number comes from. It's looking at the folks that actually did draw two in the first choice, first draw. And then it's distributing those licenses that where they got two and putting them in the hands of some different hunters is what it's doing. The folks that get multiple licenses will still have an opportunity to get multiple licenses, just not necessarily multiple preferred licenses in a given year. And we already said with the cons, it is going to be almost statistically impossible to draw a Black Hills deer license and a muzzleloader license in the same year. It will be very, very, very difficult, highly unlikely. And I'll be the first to say that probably statistically won't happen. However, a hunter will have a lot of leftover license opportunities. And it might not be their preferred deer license that they're going to get multiple licenses for. But again, their preferred license, they just had an increased draw probability. So the chances of them getting at least a preferred license did go up along with the chances or the opportunity to pick up multiple leftovers in the third and fourth draw. And then one thing just to note on that, if you can get a license with 0 points today or now, they'll still have a very likely chance to get those licenses in the third draw or later. And I say that because if you have a unit you're applying for with 0 points, you get that license every year. Let's say it's a whitetail, let's say it's an any whitetail license in West River somewhere. Just whitetail, not an any deer. A lot of times you can pick that up as your second choice. Sometimes there's even leftovers in the fourth draw. In the third draw, there's always leftover any whitetail buck licenses. Likely going to be more of those left over under this system. So there will be opportunities to pick up multiple leftover licenses in that third draw. And then the enhanced abilities to use preference points through the third draw. And I'll go a little more in detail on that, but again, we're allowing applicants to use preference in the first, second, and third draw of the commission proposal that's on the table today. The last thing I was asked to throw together here is just some application examples under the commission proposal. Lots of words up here, and this is more just to help guide me through this, but Under the commission proposal, these are just examples to help kind of clarify things for folks listening in and the commissioners. An applicant could apply for an East River Special Buck license. Let's say they draw that license, they could still apply in the first draw, in the combined drawing, for either a West River deer, Black Hills deer, or muzzleloader deer license. Now, why isn't East River up there? Because they already would have obtained an East River deer license. Special buck, again, is a unit within a season. Special buck falls under East River deer, but they could put their name in the hat for West River deer, Black Hills, or muzzleloader. That is how the commission proposal reads today. Another thing they could do is purchase a preference point for East River deer to use the following year. So if they obtained a special buck license year one, they could buy a preference point for East River deer year one and use that preference point for East River deer the next or the following year. For East River special buck, so if an applicant applies for an East River special buck, does not draw the license, they could apply first draw in the combined drawing for either a West River, East River, Black Hills, or muzzleloader license. They then, at this point, could purchase a preference point for East River special buck to use the following year. All right, moving on down the list. First draw, if an applicant applies in the first draw for the combined drawing for a Black Hills deer license, let's say they draw that license, they could purchase a preference point for East River deer, West River deer, and muzzleloader that same year. Okay, they can still accumulate preference for those seasons just like they can today, even though it wasn't their first choice. They go buy a $5 preference point, they can still accumulate those preferences. First draw combined drawing for a Black Hills deer license. Let's say they draw that license. They then would be able to apply for East River deer, West River deer, and muzzleloader deer separately now in the third draw and would have the abilities to select the Use My Preference box for those seasons. So they draw that Black Hills deer license, they wait till the third draw, they could then submit three more applications in that third draw for those three seasons they already don't have a license for. The last one there, for first draw combined, let's say they apply for first draw combined drawing for a Black Hills deer license, and they then at that same time they are able to apply for either a West River, East River, or muzzleloader as a second choice in the first draw, and would have the abilities to select the Use My Preference box for those seasons in their second choice. So an individual would not have to have their first choice be Black Hills deer and their second choice be Black Hills antlerless deer. No, an individual could put first choice Black Hills deer and their second choice West River deer or their second choice East River deer, and then they could also check the box and say Use My Preference point for my second choice. I got four more examples, and this is the end of my slides, so bear with me. Just a couple things to clarify a little bit of use on preference, as well as some other questions I've been asked. If an applicant was unsuccessful in the first draw for their first and second choice, or forgot to apply in the first draw, meaning they wouldn't have a license, they would be eligible to apply in the second draw. So anybody who does not have a license going into the second draw of those four seasons, just those four seasons, could apply in that second draw. An applicant would have the abilities to check the Use My Preference box for the second choice in the first draw and or their first and second choice in the second and third draws. Okay, that again, an applicant could use preference through the third draw for the first and second choice. Your first choice in the first draw, you're automatically using your preference. There is no checkbox. If a license is obtained using preference in draws 1 through 3, the applicant could not purchase a preference point for that season to use the following year. All right, so anytime you check that box and you draw a license for that season, you cannot accumulate a preference point for that season that same year or to use the following year. However, if a license is obtained and the preference points were not used to obtain that license or that for that season, the applicant could still purchase a preference point for that season. Okay, so that's just if you end up deciding not to check the box to Use My Preference and you do draw that license, you can still then go purchase that preference point for that season to use the following year. So those were some of the main questions I've had on preference points and just draw scenarios. Hopefully that summed a few of those up and helped answer some of those questions. But with that, are there any questions from the commission?
Kevin, could you remind us the goal of this proposal? I mean, if we now take a step back and look at the overall goal, what's the goal of the proposal? Who does it favor? who does it perhaps not favor, and the results on either side of that. I mean, what are we trying to get to here with this proposal?
I would say the underlying goal of this proposal is to give all deer hunters that apply for these four seasons, East River deer, West River deer, Black Hills deer, muzzleloader deer, a better chance at drawing their preferred deer season. And again, there are about 36,000 of the 52,000, 68.5% of the folks that hunt those four seasons only hunt one of those seasons or apply for one of those seasons. So the goal across the board is to give everybody an increased chance of drawing their preferred deer license and to get more folks out in the field by doing that, by getting more folks a better chance of drawing their preferred deer license.
And so if I was following you with your analysis, there would be 3,500 more hunters out there than under the current system. Is that my following you?
That would be the estimate as of today, yes. Now, one thing that's very hard to model, because we don't have an actual draw that has occurred under this system, is when you have more people drawing their preferred deer license, there are less people then going into the one preference point category for the next year. There are less people with getting another preference point going into the two preference point category the next year. Therefore, when you have more people drawing a license with 0 points per se, or just getting that license, you're not going to have as many building preference on the other side. So through time, this will eat its way into those folks that have more preference, and hopefully in some of these units, we will be able to draw these licenses every year, every other year, because there'll be less people being unsuccessful. Therefore, there'll be less people getting a preference point for that season. Therefore, there'll be less people then in those preference categories, in the 2-plus category or the 1-plus category. But that's very hard to model, because it has to occur at the unit level.
And so then those that are giving something up, what are they giving up? Is there some percentage that we can say, here's the percentage chance that you're, quote, giving up in order to give everybody a better chance at their preferred license and to get 3,500 more hunters out there? What is that percentage chance that some are giving up?
You know, one of the main things, just looking at some of the current draw statistics, you know, I'm a multi-season applicant myself, and what will you be giving up is just the chance of drawing, let's say, three of those hard to draw licenses in the same year. So there are cases today where actually we had 9 people in 2018 draw a muzzleloader deer tag, a Black Hills deer tag, a West River deer tag, and an East River deer tag. 9. That's the odds of that happening are very, very, like, ill to none. And likely they had numerous years of preference built up. But that's what those folks, the 16,000 folks, are giving up. They're giving up the fact that their name can't go in 2 draw buckets as a first choice, first draw license. And right now, the stats behind their name getting pulled from one of those draw buckets or both of those draw buckets really isn't there today. They have a chance today to draw both of those hard-to-draw licenses. With this system, they would not have a chance to draw 2 hard-to-draw licenses in the first draw. And that would be what they would be giving up. And Tony might have some more to add to that as well. Okay.
Thank you. Commissioner Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're going to recover some ground here, but we've had public comment that under the current proposal, people are going to be forfeiting all their preference points, number one. And number two, that preference points are really so expensive that they can only be afforded by the wealthy. How would you, you know, address those concerns?
Thank you, Commissioner Sharp. So the first question, people would be forfeiting their preference points, is absolutely not true. Preference points would remain in place just like it is today. Preference points would remain in the seasons just like it is today. So let's say for East River deer, I have 2 preference points. I'd keep those 2 preference points unless I made East River deer my first choice in the first draw or click the box and said use my preference. Preference would remain in those seasons. There would be no compiling of preference. The preference points for East River, West River, muzzleloader, and Black Hills would not be summed together, and it wouldn't be just one, you know, summation of all your preference. It would all remain in the seasons they're currently in today. So preference, really nothing has changed with the use of preference. Now, getting back to the $5 or the cost of preference, preference points today are $5. And you'd have to purchase a preference point in order to obtain a preference point. and that just changed in 2015. So that is a change that some folks don't purchase a preference point, therefore it is hard for them to draw a license because they don't purchase a point. You have to draw a purchase a point to get a preference point. So the other thing would then be, the other part of your question, I think I've touched on most of it, did I not? Okay, thank you.
Again, I'll add just something here that's really important, I think, in this, in the discussion of preference points and the multiple seasons, or these four seasons that we have. I think it's really important to reiterate, and Kevin did say this, but I think it's, we want to mention one more time, is when you pick, you don't have to stick with that season in next year's. So you still have the opportunity to change your preference or change your preferred choice in future years while you're accumulating preference point for that other season. So you don't have to pick and stick with a season under the system. You, as years go on, you can build preference points and switch to a different season. Muzzleloader is going to be a good example, I think, of one where people are going to realize that they're going to have preference points to draw that license. You would see under the statistics that Kevin presented, there would just be over 2,000 people that would be applying for a muzzleloader first choice, or that would be their preferred choice license. With 1,000 licenses available, obviously you're going to have to get in on that first draw. There aren't going to be any leftovers of muzzleloader, any deer, any, unless those draw statistics or those numbers of people that are applying substantially change over the year. But the use of preference points is still going to be a valuable part of the process should the commission proposal be adopted.
Any other questions or comments? No? Commissioner Loken.
Commissioner Loken here. Roughly, what would be the time frame when these draws would start taking place? Do we know that?
If the commission proposal were to be approved today or in the future, the time frame that we've talked about of these four drawings, we hope to have occurring around that June time frame. Right now, we have some occurring in July. The rest are occurring in September. West River Deer and Black Hills are early. They're in July today. And then we have East River and Muzzleloader actually the first week of September, end of August. Those would have to be moved up. Everything would likely be moved up because, again, we're adding another draw, the third draw, that we don't have today under this, under the commission proposal. So we need some time to work through an additional draw, get those licenses in the hands of those hunters that did draw. And I would, you know, that June time frame would be our projection.
Peterson.
Yeah, Commissioner Peterson. How can you tell us how the group hunts would work if group want to hunt East River and West River, do they at this time automatically always get both? And then is there such an idea as possibly half the group applying for the East River for their first and the other half applying for West River and going together to both places and just not having licenses, the full group having licenses both places?
Yes, Commissioner Peterson. So the way group applications would work under the commission proposal is pretty much how they work today. So a group, let's say we have a group of four hunters that would want to hunt West River deer. And those four hunters then would be assigned a group ID number. All four of those hunters, if they wanted to hunt West River deer, would have to use that same group ID number as in their first choice in the first draw. Now, let's say that same group wanted to apply as a group for East River deer as well. They could then use a different group number. They'd be assigned a different group number at that point to use as their second choice in the first draw. So it's just as it is today, where a hunter group is assigned a unique identifier, and then all hunters then would have to fill out that application using that same unique identifier. It would be up to that group, let's say if two of those hunters want and put East River deer as their first choice with that group of two hunters at that point, and then this other group of hunters put West River deer as their first choice for the other two hunters. That absolutely could be the case, but all four hunters then would not put their name as a first choice first draw for that West River deer application. But yes, they could split apart as long as they have the same group ID number on that application. Group applications should not be much or any different than they are today.
Thank you. We should probably go to the public hearing, which is the time people can